Welcome back, folks. So yeah, I think if you're wondering, you know, what was the deal Trump made to sell out America to Israel, I think we have a couple answers here. Trump sued his own IRS for $10 billion over leaked tax returns. He then settled with his own DOJ, and the settlement created a $1.776 billion taxpayer-funded fund to compensate his political allies. It's almost like they're rubbing it in our face because 1.776, like that's obviously not an amount, you know, established by any, you know, sense of logic or fairness or no, it's like symbolic, right? It's like, yeah, we'll just choose a sort of arbitrary number to put forward just because, you know, I guess that's how much they agreed to. Trump filed the lawsuit. The president's DOJ settled it. The president's allies collect the money and you're paying for it. The fund covers January 6 defendants, Mar-a-Lago raid claims, the Russia investigation. Anyone who says they were a victim of lawfare can file a claim and get a check. Oh, can we? Because that could just about cover the lawfare against us. Now, the lawfare against us being carried out by, you know, certain law groups in Washington, D.C., who already settled with Trump. The way they settled with him was they promised to provide $40 million worth of pro bono work. What was that pro bono work? Suing us. Okay. Suing Alex Jones and InfoWars, as well as writing the text for, guess what? The anti-Semitism bills that we've been talking about this whole time. So Donald Trump was targeted by these law firms, got them to agree to a settlement. In that settlement, he said, in exchange for abusing me and the American people, you have to write a law to make anti-Semitism illegal and destroy Alex Jones. So that's what they're doing. So we're not getting any of this. Oh, and by the way, neither are the January 6 prisoners. Johnson won't say whether January 6 rioters will be eligible for a new lawfare fund. I'm not going to comment on that until it comes up. Speaker Mike Johnson refused to rule out whether individuals convicted as part of the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol would be eligible to receive money from the Trump administration's new anti-weaponization fund, or say whether he would oppose a scenario where they would qualify. Yeah, I don't think they're getting any money. I think this is a Donald Trump political slush fund, and it's what they created. Okay, so Donald Trump just got a slush fund. He just got promised by the IRS that he and his entire family and anybody associated with him will no longer be audited by the IRS, which would definitely facilitate insider trading and whatever manipulations they want to pull behind the scenes, like they're doing with Donald Trump Jr.'s VC firm, who's investing in AI, who's then getting government contracts, and he's making literally billions of dollars off of this. Donald Trump Jr.'s VC firm flaunts political edge and investment push. It's like Hunter Biden, just to a much, much greater and more insidious degree. And J.D. Vance commented on this earlier today. Here he is explaining that, yes, the president is an inside trader. Yes, he makes money off of decisions he makes is on behalf of the American people, but that it's done through proxy. So actually, it's fine. Let's watch.
OK, number one, the president doesn't sit at the Oval Office on his computer on his like Robinhood account buying and selling stocks. That's absurd. He has independent wealth advisors who manage his money. He is a wealthy person. He has had success in business. He's not making these stock trades himself. And your question imputes that. It doesn't say it exactly, but a reasonable person listening to that question would assume the president is sitting around and doing that. He's not. Second of all, you're right. I am a big fan of banning members of Congress from trading stocks. So is the President of the United States. All of us believe that nobody should be taking proprietary information gained from public service and buying and selling stocks. We want to ban that process. And I think the way to lead by example is banning that process, banning that approach, and making it illegal, which is exactly what the president has proposed doing. Okay. Yes.
See, that's what we call BS. And we've seen the records where it's like right every time, right before Trump's announcement of something with the Iran war, bets are made minutes before he makes the announcement that happened to capitalize on those announcements to the tunes of millions of dollars. And it happens every single time he makes an announcement. Often the announcements mean absolutely nothing and seem to be there solely and completely to change the market in order to benefit. The Palm Beach investment firm owned by Donald Trump Jr. says it aims to reach $10 billion in assets by investing in AI.